USA Radio News.
President Biden was seen hopping up and down and said he's doing just fine after falling off of his bike in Delaware. When he stopped to talk with a group of reporters while on a bike ride with First Lady Jill Biden, the White House said the president's foot got caught in the pedal when he tried to take it out during the stop. North Korea has dispatched medical crews and epidemiological investigators to a province battling the outbreak of an intestinal disease. The new outbreak puts further strain on the isolated country as it battles chronic food shortages and a wave of COVID-19 infections. Disinfection work is being carried out to ensure the safety of drinking and household water, the report said. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-333-1750. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
The Belgian food safety authorities are allowing a Belgium-based Ferrero chocolate factory to reopen after it shut down in April following cases of salmonella food poisoning. The authorization to reopen will be granted for 3 months, during which raw materials and batches of foodstuff produced will be analyzed to see if they align with food regulations. Elon Musk apparently does not want freedom of speech at his company.
Some SpaceX employees circulated an internal letter criticizing founder Elon Musk and told executives to make the company's culture more inclusive. SpaceX had fired employees associated with the letter. SpaceX President Gwynne Shotwell said the letter made staff feel uncomfortable and bullied by forcing them to sign something that's not in their beliefs. Elon Musk denied the letter's accusation on a Twitter post. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Los Angeles County jury in a civil trial investigating sexual abuse allegations against Bill Cosby has to resume deliberations Monday after not being able to answer all 9 of the questions given. The 84-year-old comedian is on trial to determine whether he should be held liable for allegedly sexually assaulting a then 16-year-old Judy Huff at the Playboy Mansion in 1975. Cosby has repeatedly denied these claims. 7 people said to be affiliated with The Late Show with Stephen Colbert were reportedly arrested for illegally entering the Longworth House office building on Capitol grounds. The group was charged with unlawful entry, but the police said the ongoing investigation could bring more charges against the group. CBS News did confirm that members of the show's staff were detained. An anonymous bidder has agreed to pay $19 million to have lunch with Warren Buffett. The bid is 4 times the amount paid in 2019, which is the last time the auction was held, and benefits Glide, a homelessness charity in San Francisco. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.